More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. One of the things that Governor Brad Little wants to do in the Idaho legislature this year is include a work requirement for people enrolled in the Medicaid expansion program. Medicaid expansion was given the green light by voters 5 years ago, which allowed more low-income people to get health insurance. According to the Idaho Capital Sun, details on the governor's work plan are still to come, but the topic has been controversial, both in Idaho and around the country, with some people saying that many folks would lose their health insurance. The American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network says people without insurance are less likely to get cancer screenings that can save lives. And early screening saves money by catching and treating cancer before it becomes untreatable. So joining us today to talk more about this is Randy Johnson, Idaho Government Relations Director of the Cancer Action Network, and Lucy Dagnew, Senior Director of State and Local Campaigns at the network. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Hi, Gemma. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us, Gemma. We're happy to be here.
We're happy to have both of you. So, Randy, let me start with you. Can you just tell us what the Cancer Action Network is? Who are you? What is your mission?
Sure. The American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network is an organization that wants to put cancer issues as a priority to end cancer as we know it. And so we have activists and volunteers all across the United States that do this very job of bringing cancer issues top of mind.
So, Randy, let's talk about cancer screenings and the importance of them when it comes to finding and treating cancer.
Sure. We know that access to healthcare allows folks to get screening and preventative treatments needed to catch cancer, hopefully at an early stage when we can have better quality of life and for when we have better quality of life and just really save costs all around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to talk about Medicaid. So, Lucy, we know Governor Little wants to put work requirements for folks in the Medicaid expansion population. Do you believe that would result in some folks actually losing their health insurance, and why?
Yes, I do believe it would lose. It would cause folks to lose their health insurance, and mainly because it's a twofold issue. Majority of the folks who are enrolled in Medicaid expansion are already working. The estimates range from 60% to 70%. So really, what this is a paperwork and a bureaucracy problem. You know, for many of us who have dealt with our health insurance companies or with trying to sort out various things when it comes to our insurance, adding another layer of sort of paperwork and communication in order to keep your health insurance coverage does create barriers. Studies have shown, done by ACS-CAN and others, that when folks are affected by these types of barriers to coverage and care, they will go uninsured.
So the Cancer Action Network has cited a study that said Medicaid expansion across the country has increased the cancer survival rate, in particular when we look at African Americans and when we look in rural areas. So how important, Randy, has Medicaid expansion been when it comes to finding and treating cancer?
Yeah, I can take this one. You know, in looking across the country, when 40 states have made the same decision to, including Idaho, have made the decision to increase access to Medicaid coverage, I think we have, you know, something like hundreds of studies now to show the benefits of that specific public policy decision. In particular for us, we really see that having health insurance, because for the majority of the folks, their choice here is going to be having Medicaid expansion or not being insured. They don't qualify for tax credits on the marketplace, and they mostly don't work for employers that offer benefits or those benefits are unaffordable. So when you're looking at the choice between being uninsured or having Medicaid expansion, we know that being insured is the number one predictor of survival when it comes to your cancer diagnosis. And it's also the difference between a stage one and a stage three diagnosis. We were talking about screening and prevention earlier, and that's really a core value for us is if we're not screening for cancer, we're not treating cancer, and we're not helping folks become survivors.
Well, and Randy, can we talk a little bit about that? Because I will tell you, I have had a very, very close high school friend who passed away from cancer 12 years ago. Her cancer wasn't found until stage four. The reason being, she went to the doctor. She had symptoms. They wanted her to get more testing done. Their insurance didn't cover that. They didn't have the money to get those more advanced tests done, to get those screening done. By the time it was found, it was too late. Are you concerned that, you know, that one story that I just told you will be the story of many people if work requirements are put in place?
Absolutely, Gemma. You know, having to hear those words, you have cancer, is already scary in itself. In the American Cancer Society, we already estimate that 11,120 Idahoans will hear those words this year. And so removing access to checkups and preventative care to that can result in earlier diagnosis and better treatment options. I mean, this is exactly what we worry about when we look at adding barriers and red tape to gaining access to care.
Well, and I think Lucy just made a good point, right? That when you don't have health insurance and you don't get those cancer screenings, you know, you go from maybe a stage one diagnosis, Randy, to like a stage three, a stage four mm-hmm. diagnosis. And then let's talk about cost, right? I would think, I am not a doctor, I am not an expert in this, it would be more expensive to get treatment for cancer in its later stages than if it's found early.
That's absolutely true. And I think cost touches so many aspects of this. For the person who is seeking care, they're worried about the cost to them. Medicaid expansion has been shown to protect folks against medical debt. It even does things like reduce eviction and has a whole lot of economic benefits in people's personal lives. But then to your point, Gemma, in the system, having folks have insurance coverage dramatically lowers the costs to the hospitals and to providers, because they have a way to be reimbursed for those services. And finally, you know, I thank you so much for sharing the story of your friend. It sounds like that timing was, you know, right around when a lot of things were changing because of national health reform. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think there's ways in which folks have less fear of getting those preventative screenings now because we have so many changes in our policies that make them lower cost or even free. And that's what we want to keep in Idaho. That's what we want to see, is that folks have this peace of mind and the security that comes with healthcare coverage. So if you're having symptoms and you need extra testing, you can pursue that testing without fear of debt or financial hardship.
Lucy, how concerned are you that if work requirements are put in place, that we are, maybe unconsciously creating two classes of people? And then what I'm talking about is maybe folks who can afford to get screened earlier for cancer and those who cannot. I mean, I get cancer screenings, you know, for certain things every year. And I don't even think about it because I have health insurance. And, you know, my husband does the same thing. So yet we're in that category of the haves, not the have nots. So can you talk a little bit about this potential disparity? And am I thinking of something that maybe isn't a likelihood if work requirements are put in place?
You're right on, Gemma. I could not have said it much better. I think that, yes, Idaho is running a big risk of sort of creating haves and have-nots within our healthcare system. And I think that's one of the blessings of Medicaid expansion, is that the Idaho voters saw that it was the right thing for their state and that it would bring them closer to not having to have folks have to make those kinds of choices. And so, you know, we're seeing states all across the country take steps forward when it comes to increasing access to care. And I think at ACS CAN, we don't want to see Idaho take a step backward. And work mm-hmm. requirements would definitely be a step backward in the sort of path towards having a more equitable health system.
So Randy, what kind of resources does the Cancer Action Network have, both statewide and nationally, for folks who need screenings, you know, or potentially need that cancer diagnosis?
Right. Well, here in Idaho, especially for advocacy on behalf of cancer patients, folks can go to fightcancer.org/Idaho and be able to find resources, not only what we're doing here in Idaho, but also be able to find links to our helpline that can line folks up to find the resources that they need. And if folks don't have access to the internet, they can also call 1-800-227-2345 and be able to access the same menu of options to be able to talk to somebody to find those resources.
And Lucy, before I let you go, what's your message for the governor as well as lawmakers who are considering adding work requirements to folks who are on Medicaid expansion?
I think I would say to Governor Little that, you know, he has been a champion of this program and it's clearly been working for Idaho. And I think we want to make sure that folks don't have any barriers to care and that there's a real risk here that a work requirement would create barriers, especially for cancer patients. You know, cancer patients don't have the time or energy to be filling out extra paperwork when they're worried about chemo and you know, maintaining their emotional and mental health as they make it through a really significant health diagnosis. So we just asked Governor Little to keep, you know, the stories of cancer patients and their families, and we'll be bringing some up to the Statehouse, Randy will, in a couple of weeks to make sure that folks up there know that we need to maintain this health coverage for all Idahoans who are eligible.
Well, I thank both of you for coming in today and talking to us about this and giving us some perspective on this. Really appreciate both of your time.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for highlighting this issue.
Well, we've been talking with Randy Johnson, Idaho Government Relations Director of the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network, and Lucy Dagnew, Senior Director of State and Local Campaigns at the network, talking about possible changes to Idaho's Medicaid expansion program, and in particular, what it would mean for cancer patients. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.